John Williams Show in an hour. Usually about this time we chat, and it's all about John.
But
not today, John.
Nope, not today.
Today it's all about the winner of the Gracie Award. These annual awards were established to honor individuals and content that embody the roles, stories, and priorities of women. And guess who won in the category Best Host in a Major Market? Our own Lisa Dent.
Lisa.
Yeah. How about that?
Whoa.
Lisa, can you take any of us with you to New York in June when they have the big
right.
awards luncheon?
Kayla.
Absolutely. We'll buy a whole table. And the only reason I won is because you two couldn't enter.
Well, women across the country could. This is a national award, and it's a big deal. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, honestly, Sarah Tiemann, who is one of our colleagues at the radio station, entered on my behalf, and I couldn't thank her enough. And, you know, Bob has expressed empathy for my producers in the past. I've heard him on the radio going, oh man, Lisa's poor producer.
Well, this is why you one of the reasons you won is because you have more topics per minute than any other talk show in America, radio
That's
or
right.
TV.
He makes fun of you all the time about that, Lisa.
I know, I'm always listening.
And of course, we love hearing the top country hits. Will you be playing the new Kenny Chesney song today?
Yeah,
I love this song.
She's not a country disc jockey, Bob.
I thought she does the countdown every day, 2 to 6, no? Oh, well.
Lisa, tell us what your career was. Like, just give us the stops. Where did you start and how did you get here? What stations did you work at?
My first job, Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, WFAW and WSJY. The only way I could get on the air is because I was hired as an assistant chief engineer. Because back then, they didn't put women on the air.
Wow.
So that job paid $3.25 an hour.
That sounds about right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Then you go from there to where?
Home, Rockford, to work on WZOK. And from there to launch Q106, a top 40 station in San Diego. In San Diego, I went to KSON, which was my first venture into country music, and it was just at the time where Garth Brooks, Shania Twain, and a bunch of other big stars were launching. So I found a good home there, and from there I went to launch a country station in Minneapolis, a Turn Your Knob to Bob station, which, you know, they played the jingle package for me, and it said Marky Marquette in the morning, and I looked at him, I go, who's Marky Marquette? They go, you. No, I'm not Marky Marquette.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
So that lasted a year before I could get out of that name and that contract. And then I went to launch Young Country in Seattle, launched Young Country in Houston, came home to find a home for 15 years on US 99 in Chicago. And the whole time, from the moment I left Rockford, my focus was always WGN.
Listen to that. She couldn't keep a job, and yet she wins the very coveted Gracie Award, nonetheless.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
There was always a talk show host in there, huh? Even though you're spinning the records?
That's why I think for about 25 years of my career, I did mornings, so I had more freedom to, you know, talk about what was happening and get away from the music a little bit and really be focused on what was happening in Chicago.
Well, Lisa is as cheerful in the afternoon as I am the opposite in the morning. So
yeah.
You may want to check out that program on the way home.
Yeah, if you like Bob, don't listen to Lisa. Or put another way, if you don't like Bob, we got a show for you.
It's balanced out here. And so I'd ask you, Lisa, what's coming up on the show today, but I know it would take like 7 hours to go through all the topics.
It's not like that, Bob. Yeah, it's not like
I'm
that.
Telling you, I hear Lisa ask a caller to get on hold for a minute, and then there's six more topics come up before the commercial break. So, you know, and I'm just trying to desperately get through here the little I do in the morning. So congratulations to you, Lisa. That's a very nice award, and I think you should take advantage of the fact that the WGN management feels very good about you getting this award, and they will let you, you know, probably get lots of expensive meals while you're in New York and charge to the company.
Nice, you know. Nice. Honestly, thank you to Brian Altimer and Andrew Harris and the team I work with. Steve Bertrand, there's nobody better, and Mary Vandeveld and Kevin Powell and...
Yeah, it's,
you know,
a good
they're just,
crew. Yeah.
They're the best, yeah.
It is, and I think the committee also noted your interest. Like, you sometimes latch onto a topic, and one of the things that you've continued to question is this bizarre thing about the possibility of a serial killer in Chicago. And I know the committee that, this is my understanding, Lisa, maybe you know more about this than I do, but the committee that sort of assessed the candidates noted your pursuit of that topic.
Yes, really. And today it continues because maybe you haven't heard, but the missing Mizzou student that was found in the river outside of Nashville, in Nashville, Riley Strain, his family's asking for a second autopsy because they have now said there wasn't a lot of water in his lungs. He was found without pants. And like a few of the people found in water in Chicago, they're looking to see if there's a date rape drug in his body, in his system. And as the mom of a 22-year-old son, it concerns me. So, yeah, I'll continue to pursue that topic.
Lisa Dent, 2 to 6. By the way, pass along my congratulations to your news anchor, Steve Bertrand, named tallest news reporter on a major market radio station in America. So nice going, Steve.
Yeah, good job, Steve. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you, Lisa, and we'll be listening, as always, later today.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to you later, Lisa.